Have you ever noticed a dog reflects their master? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Yeah, the Absolute Philosopher, he talks about everything, thinks about everything, lives everything, and enjoys everything. Now, think about it. Have you ever thought about a dog and how they reflect their master? Now, I like myself. I'm a happy guy. I'm a loving guy. I'm a guy that goes everywhere and finds peace and harmony and goodness. All of my life, I was the goodwill ambassador. I'd go around the neighborhood to all of the ladies in the neighborhood who were having troubles, and I'd sit there, little 6-7-year-old boy, and say, you know, listen to them, and they could say everything to me and say anything to me. And when we got done, or while we were even sitting there talking, they would give me a handful of brown sugar, and wow, that was so good. That was so wonderful. Man, I just was a well-paid goodwill ambassador going around to all the people in the neighborhood. They would be sick in their bed, and I'd go and visit them. They would be having troubles with their family, and I'd go and visit them. They'd be having a lot of fun doing things too. They weren't all just tragedies. They were having lots of fun too. And I was there, but I was the goodwill ambassador. I didn't know that. I just liked doing what I did because I care about me. And wherever I go, I create people giving me brown sugar. And how great that was. My goodness. You think that I'd just be a sugar candy kid, but I didn't get that much. But that's what I was. My dog, all my dogs, every dog I have, reflects who I am. Every dog which I have thinks that life is a time to be joyed and thrilled with. Every dog likes to lay with its head on my feet, in my lap, snuggled over me wherever they can. Every dog likes to be as close to me as they can. Every dog likes to take a walk with me and take a jump with me. They like to play, and they like to do all the things. And you say, well, dogs do that with a lot of people. And that's right, because there are a lot of people who are loving people who just love their dogs. And there are some people who are kind of tough in their heart. They have anxiety, and they have worries, and they have anxiousness in themselves. They're not bad people, but they allow these emotions to spread over their life and invade their dog's presence. Whenever your dog is anxious or growly or upset, look at yourself. That dog's reflecting something about you. That dog is a natural being, and he is reflecting his instinctual self and letting it shine forth. And that dog reflects whatever its master is thinking. So if that dog is not happy, you can be sure that master has something in their heart and in their mind. Maybe they have some anxiety over something that they don't even think about, or they don't even know about, but I'm sure they do. So let the dog be a barometer to you of who you are. Let's just not pay any attention to everybody else's dog. The dog reflects its master. Now, you have your dog. I don't own a dog. Well, yes, you do. Your dog is your thoughts and your consciousness and your attitude about life. But my dog is my friend maker. As I walk along, everybody wants to pet my dog. Everyone wants to smile at my dog. Everyone can become friendly to me because of my dog. My dog is a friend maker. Just every dog I have, because I am a friend maker. I am a big bubble of joy. I am a lover. I am a person who is the goodwill ambassador of all of life. Everywhere I go, and every person I meet, and everything I do is something joyful and fantastic. It's something magical. It's something just uplifting and so overwhelmingly joyful. It is fantastic. Now, you say, come on now. You're getting a little hyper here. And I can tell you, that's the way to be hyper. Be hyper in gladness. Be hyper in joy. Be hyper in happiness. Who needs to be hyper in sadness and in feeling that life is not worth living? Who needs that? Nobody. Every moment of my life is a moment of joy, and my dog reflects that. I get up in the morning, and my dog is laying between me and the bathroom. And I have to step over him or I have to go around him. But first, I kneel down next to my dog. And the moment I kneel down, I don't even touch him yet. The moment I kneel down, he stretches himself to make himself available for all the hugs I can give him. And I will stroke his head and stroke his ears and tickle it underneath his ears. And I will tickle his tummy and his chest. He's just such a cuddly, wonderful dog. Every dog is that way, really. And as I do that, he just, more. Don't ever stop loving me. Don't ever stop telling me how wonderful I am, because that shows me that I chose the right master who is wonderful, too. And I hug him and snuggle him. And then I get up and go to the bathroom, rub my teeth, and prepare myself for the day. And I come out. Meanwhile, I had set out his bowl of breakfast, and he's eaten that, and gone outside and done his duty and come back in, and he's now laying on the couch, waiting for me to come over and stroke him again. So I'm finished in the bathroom, and I come over and stroke him again, and love him again, and oh, that feels so good for me. I know how good it feels for him. And then after I'm done with that, I sit down and I prepare to give my morning talks, and I give two or three talks in the morning and put them on the internet so that I can send them out to all the world, tell the world how wonderful I think life is. And then my dog sits there and he says, "You know, Dad, this is great." So he gets up from the couch and he comes over and he sits in the 2 inches between the footstool and my chair. He makes him a little bit bigger than 2 inches, but he slips in there. He wants to be as close to me as he can be. And then he takes his head and he turns it up sideways so that his mouth and his nose are sitting on the edge of my leg on the chair and looking me in the eye saying, "This is heaven. This is wonderful." Well, now, is my dog reflecting a happy consciousness? You bet. Am I reflecting a happy consciousness? You bet. If I were sad, and I'm not sad, I don't remember when I was sad last, but I'm not sad, but when I reflect a happy consciousness, my dog reflects exactly what I am. And I look at other people, and I see other people, and I see their dog sometimes a little snarly, and I'll go up to him and love him, and he'll cuddle up with love with me. But when he's with his master, he's got to protect the master and protect the world, because the master's got some hang-ups and some problems. But the moment the master falls in love with himself, the moment I talk with the master and share with the master and say, "You're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful. Oh boy, whoever lives in your world is so blessed and so wonderful." You know, they change their whole attitude about themselves. And as they do that, their dog changes its attitude. And the dog, instead of becoming a growly thing, it goes out and becomes their friend maker. When we go to Doggy Beach, our dog goes to every dog and says, "Hey, you want to come home with me? I got a great place where I live. You know, you want to come home with me?" And so he invites everybody, and here, next thing you know, he's got a whole trail of dogs following him, going wherever he goes. And we have oftentimes had 3 or 4 dogs that we take to the Doggy Beach down to the ocean here in San Diego. And it was just wonderful. And we'd go away from the main ocean because the tide was so strong that dogs couldn't swim in and out of it. So we'd go in the little lake, in the little river, that San Diego River, that goes out from the ocean and in, and it's more protective and the tide is not so strong. And the dogs can swim in there and swim comfortably out to pick up the ball and bring it back and out to pick up the joysticks and things like that, just having a great time. And some people have their dogs stand real close to them, and other people say, "Oh boy, are they disciplinarians? They're making that dog do this." No. They're showing that dog that they want that dog to be at their heel, at their side. They love that dog. That dog loves being in a pack where it is given attention. That dog loves being in a pack where there is a pack leader, and that pack master is always the pack master and doesn't ever forget it, and they don't forget that they want to be close. And then the pack master throws a stick for them, and they go and fly away to get it and bring it right back to him. And then the pack master will call them and say, okay, go swim in the ocean there and throw a stick or ball in there, and the dog will run in there and have such a good time and come back and shake before he gets back to his master. And then when he gets back to his master, he's all shook out and he's ready to go and go again. You see, a dog is meant to be a reflection of who we are. That's what it is. A cat, same way. And when the dog comes to us, then the dog is saying, yes, you are my master. Yes, you are my pack leader. Yes, you are someone I can respect and honor. Yes, I enjoy being in your presence. Yes, I am a part of a pack. Yes, I want someone to be my master. Yes, I am a dog, and as a dog, I want a leader. As a dog, I want to have someone who's in charge. I want to have someone to tell me what the rules are, what the program is, what the game is. And I want to live my life so great, so wonderful, so perfect. And you see, when we don't give the dog the directions, we don't give a child directions, we don't give our family a direction, we don't give our company a direction, we don't give our world a direction. And the direction is a reflection of who we are. If we are pure love, if we are pure happiness and joy, our world will be happiness and joy. We will see the good in the blizzard in Washington, D.C. We will see the good that goes on in the world from whatever types of weather may be anywhere. And instead of being frightened by it or being upset by something that we can do nothing about it, we can do a great deal about it. We can create that in our life as an adventure. Not a tragedy, just an adventure. And we can bless everyone in it. And if some people die in the blizzard and we say, oh, isn't that a shame? No. Perhaps they would have died anyway, or perhaps they wouldn't. Every death that ever happens on the face of the earth is a suicide, because we let go and die. We choose to die. We don't kill ourselves, but we choose to die. And choosing to die is, I guess, killing ourselves. But the thing is, every experience. So these people in the blizzard who died, the people in the earthquakes and the volcanoes and the people who are on other types of experiences who die, it's no big deal. What they have done is they have lived their life and they are ready for their next adventure. Because some people do amazing things. They die and then come back. Now, not too often, because it is very rare, but it is there. But the big thing is, every one of us should live each moment of our life right now with all the excitement and all the joy and all the magnificence that we are. And the divine within us can be our master. And we may follow the divine within us as a pack leader and know that whatever we do, it'll be blessed, because we're guided by the very best. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.